Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Tailored for Success with yours truly, Sharice Taylor. Today, we are talking about how to lean in to LinkedIn. How to lean into LinkedIn, the world's most popular online professional network. Yes, I have been on LinkedIn for 13 years. I can't believe that, but yes. August of 2022 will make 13 years that I've been utilizing the platform, and I love it. It used to be seen as kind of a dry, stuffy place for job seekers only. And it didn't get a lot of spec, as they say in some of the songs. There wasn't a whole lot of respect on LinkedIn's name. And then I noticed around 2016-17, there was a shift as Microsoft became involved in the purchase of lynda.com, which is now LinkedIn Learning. People started to kind of perk up and say, oh, you know, what's going on? And I mean, now there are droves of people on the platform. So it has changed a lot. I've been with it through a lot of transitions and transformations as far as the features, aesthetically, as far as how the platform looks. There's live audio events. You can go live, and there's just the changes that have happened in the time since I've been on the platform are phenomenal. But I wanted to talk about four key ways that you can lean into the platform starting today. And the first one is, number one, decide what your intention is for using the platform. I always tell people when they are deciding to establish an account on a social media platform, I always encourage them, take a little tour, take some time, explore a little bit if you can before you go live, before you go all the way in. And maybe you do that through, Google. Maybe you do that through your favorite search engine, or you go to YouTube, talk to friends, family, coworkers, etc., who may be utilizing the platform and get some insight from them as to what their experience has been. Explore a little bit and learn the lay of the land, because each social media platform has its own personality, in my opinion. Kind of the different norms, different vibe. Each one is very unique and distinct in its presence and its functionality and how people in general utilize it. So that's what I would tell you first. Decide what your intention is for using the platform. Are you just going to put up a profile because your organization has said you have to? Maybe your direct manager said everyone here has a profile so that they can follow the company profile and comment or whatever. Sometimes that it is a directive from someone that you answer to within your organization. So make sure that you're clear about your intention. Are you looking, like I said, to simply have a profile, a presence, and or do you seek to be a participant in the community? Are you looking to sell, maybe promote yourself as a career professional, promote a product or service that you have, perhaps as an entrepreneur? What is going to be your intention for using the platform? And kind of along those lines, do you want to have a profile that's going to attract and be appealing to recruiters if you're a job seeker? So just getting some clarity about your intention and what you really want to get out of the platform. That's number one. And then kind of a subscript to step one here. Understand that this is a part of your digital footprint. These profiles are Googleable, if that's a word. They are Googleable. If you were to go to Google or to Bing and look up Sharice Taylor, LinkedIn would be one of the first things that would come up. And I, just as a side note, I would recommend everybody to Google themselves, Bing themselves, Yahoo themselves, all the major the prominent search engines to see what does come up, okay? So that you are an informed citizen if you're participating in social media and active online, period. What does come up? You need to be informed about that. So that's a reminder, just a little sidebar to number one. As you're deciding your intention, understand that this is a part of your digital footprint. So everything that you like, everything that you comment on, everything that you decide to perhaps reshare, that is now a part of your digital footprint. And so it's going to be searchable. People don't understand. It's not just that people can look at your post, but they can look at all of your activity, okay, and kind of get a snapshot of who you are. And understand this too. Remember that some people just have a profile. And you have to remember, because this is on the World Wide Web, that you need to keep that in mind at all times. So your prospective new manager or coworkers, customers, etc., can go here and look and do some sleuthing on you, okay? And there's a lot of people who will put a profile up and never really be an active participant for whatever reason in the community, and that's fine. That's personal choice. But they'll go and look at everybody in total stealth mode. So just because you're not connected to someone or that person's not following you, and let me say this as someone who's been on the platform for 13 years, I'll say this and take note of this. Even if you have blocked a certain someone, okay, and their profile, that doesn't mean that you are totally off limits to them. Okay, remember, if you've been a fan of my work and you've listened to anything, everyone's not well, okay? Some people have some stalker type tendencies. And so if they want to get around seeing some stuff, they'll try to find a way to get to your profile and snoop it up, okay? So again, you decide to participate on these social media platforms, I want you to keep all of this in mind. So that's number one. That was loaded. But number one is to decide how you want to use the platform. What are your intentions? What are you looking to do as a career professional, student, job seeker, entrepreneur, etc.? What are you looking to do? Be clear about your intentions so that you can go into it appropriately. Number two, want to optimize that profile, okay? Whether you're going to be a person that just creates one, sets it up, and you leave and you're through with the thing, we need to optimize it. You want it to have a little pop and pizzazz. That profile picture and that banner picture, there need to be some thought given to that, some care given to that. I see some profile pics, you all, and have over the years. I have a blog post on my LinkedIn about this, and I still to this day, it's not as bad. I think people are getting the memo, but I see some profile pics and I'm just like, who did it and what for? Because this is looking bad and sad, okay? So a lot of times people will cut themselves out of a good picture of them, but it was clearly a group shot. I see like a picture of a picture. Like they clearly took their phone and took a picture, you know, a good picture of them on their mom's wall or something. I don't know. But you all, it's not that hard to take a good picture. Have a friend or family member, coworker, take a picture of you against a well-lit, you know, clear wall. I'm a big fan of pictures from outside where the sun is just so okay, in front of some brick or some greenery or something like that, to give the picture a little pop and pizzazz. But there's nothing wrong with just a plain white wall or whatever, yellow wall, a solid color wall. Don't have it where your hair and your clothes blend into your background either. Just some basic things those of you that are of a darker hue as myself, I am a black woman. Make sure that you're well lit so people can see your brilliance and your beauty. Okay, so second thing with that banner picture, the default is that kind of two-tone grayish blue. Got to get rid of that. At least I think they have some default little things that you can put up there now. Those are better than nothing. I used to have like a picture of the city I was in, and I decided that really didn't add any value to anything, didn't tell anybody anything, and it's prime real estate. So go to Canva, I recommend, and use their banner and get down to business, okay? So there's that. Also, when you're talking about optimizing your profile, customize your URL. It's by default going to give you www.linkedin.com/in/googlygop of letters and numbers. No. Okay. Go to edit public profile and URL. That's what the words will say. Edit public profile and URL and customize that. Preferably to your first and last name or something simpler than that googlygop default group of letters and numbers that they give you. So that's part of number two, optimizing your profile. Also, put some heart and soul into your headline, your about section, your experience section. I heard someone recently on LinkedIn say, make it more about your ta-das than your to-dos. And I love that. I love that. I love that. So I think you can put both. Put, you know, what you did and what the impact or effect of what you did was. If you can quantify that with numbers, add that in. And then, you know, just spend some time with that. I think the other thing is to make sure that you spend some time with your settings. We're talking about optimizing your profile, but I'll get into that a little bit more later. So number one, kind souls, again, is to be clear about the intention of how you want to use LinkedIn. Number two is optimize your profile. Number three, be open to connections outside of people that you know. Now, LinkedIn has said from day one, only connect to people you know. Okay, only message people that you know, unless you've got one of these advanced accounts like Sales Navigator and all of that. I'm not going to get into all that today, but I've never listened to that. Now, I'm not encouraging you not to listen to that. It's set up like that for a reason. LinkedIn is going to officially say connect to your first degree and expand to second and third degree through introductions. Okay. Maybe possibly through their groups, you know, get to know people in some other way. I think that's for safety and smooth use to staff off abuse on the platform for people who are pitching and spamming and all of that type of thing. Okay, unless you have a different type of account. I've never done that because I wanted to really use LinkedIn to grow a network and to expand my audience, because not when I first started it, but when I became active on it was when I had established my business, Tailored for You Enterprises. So I was like, I want an audience that I can sell to. So people who I thought might be good prospects for me to speak at their organization or for them to be coaching clients or whatever the case may be, I was adding connections fairly quickly. And I will say this, which is also a recommendation from LinkedIn, is that you, if that person is not in a person that you know, that you would put in a note, customize it with a note. Hi, I looked at your profile. I saw that this and that, and here's why I want to connect, something along those lines. So people, again, understand your intention. Why are you requesting to connect with me? Sometimes people will deny my request. Sometimes I would put a note and sometimes I wouldn't put a note. So that's just kind of how it has gone for me. But I would say overall, be open to connections. Now, in 2018, they added to where you could just follow people unless that person or persons have it in their settings where people outside of their first tier connections can follow them. So again, that's why you've got to go into your settings and make sure all of that's tight and right. But be open to connections outside of the people you know. You can follow instead of connecting. Sometimes after you follow someone, they will come to your profile and be like, who is this that's following me? And they'll check you out. So make sure, again, your profile is optimized and they have an understanding of who you are. If they don't like you or that you follow, they'll probably just go to your profile and block you, which is something else you can do in your settings. I do want to say, again, with number three, be open to connections outside of the people you know. Go into your settings and customize. It may take you a good, I'd say 15 to 20 minutes to read through and customize everything to your liking, but it's definitely worth doing that. Do you want your profile to show up on search? Do you want, you know, there's a lot in there. So I think on all social media platforms, it's a good idea to spend some time in your settings and revisit it, you know, a couple of times a year too on the platforms where you're most active, okay? And again, I want to say, every time someone likes, comments, or shares out your content, your reach is expanded. Therefore, you're introduced to more people. Again, this is the World Wide Web. So I want to thread that into everything that I'm saying on today, because people forget that and they start commenting and doing stuff. I recently, this is July of 2022, with this particular podcast is being recorded, and I just saw on my social media where a gentleman recorded himself kind of fake or just trying to run down a group of black children in his truck. This was a white gentleman, and now he's in jail. Okay, so it's like people, for some odd reason, forget that this stuff that you're saying, the stuff, the video that you posted, the podcast that you posted or whatever, this is now on the World Wide Web. As soon as you decide to share it to a social media platform, you've really now, you've exposed yourself to the world. Okay, so you have to keep this in mind. So keep that in mind as you're connecting and being open to, you know, growing your network, but keep this in mind. I'll say this little side script too for number three, being open to connections. I will sometimes, I'll see on post where someone's posted on a hot topic, controversial topic, have an opinion perhaps that goes against the majority or the grain. I'll see people who just are very mean, very nasty, don't know the art of disagreement or sharing a difference of opinion. And I will, or they just seem to me to be downright ignorant and nasty. I will go to that person's profile and block them right away, because I don't want to risk running into them on the LinkedIn streets. So that's a little tidbit from me to you. And then last, number four, subscribe to the newsletters in your field of interest, or things that you may be interested in. There's always a new, this is something that didn't always exist on LinkedIn, but now there's newsletters. Okay. Different, people will have newsletters, and also along those lines, follow companies and organizations, even charities that you're interested in, that you supported, maybe your alma mater. You may want to subscribe to or follow them. So there's always company and organizational pages that you can look up and follow. And that's another way to funnel things into your feed, as I like to say, that will be of interest and value to you. Okay, so I'm just going to review these steps in short for you one more time. Number one, leaning into LinkedIn, is that we want to decide what your intention is. Maybe you're just going to put a profile up and that's it. Okay, you'll hop on and look at the company page every once in a while, give it a like or a comment or something to make the manager or the boss happy. Okay. Maybe that's it. Maybe you're going to promote yourself as a student, put feelers out there looking for internships or a new job. Maybe as a job seeker, you're gonna use it that way. As an entrepreneur, you're going to promote yourself, your brand, your service, and or product. So number one is decide what your intention is. Number two is optimize your profile, okay? Make sure it's got some pop and pizzazz, even if you're only going to be on it every blue moon, okay? Number three, be open to connections outside of the people that you know. Okay, be open to maybe people following you or you following people or sending requests to people with a note, preferably, just to express your interest in expanding your network. Let me add this in because I didn't say this earlier. Please don't start spamming and selling upon connection. That is bad for your brand. It's bad for your business, whether you know it or not. Don't do that. Most people will not respond kindly to that. Okay. Number four is subscribe to newsletters and or follow companies of interest. Okay. So that you can funnel things that you like from people and organizations that you like. All right. That is all that I have. We're leaning into LinkedIn. All right. And making the most, maximizing this particular platform to the best of our ability. This has been Sharice Taylor, your people first leader, tailored for success. Please tune in next time. Until we meet again, dear friend, remember this, your best is yet to come. Take great care.